This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with the global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, among other targets. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. He also said no country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously or irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented damage to pursue small tactical advantages and to satisfy fits of spite. The U.S. Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian military intelligence service known as GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted the GRU officers with hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. The latest charges do not allege election interference on the part of the GRU itself. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday the United States would remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism as soon as Khartoum sets aside $335 million it has agreed to pay to American victims of militant attacks and their families. A U.S. official told Reuters that the deal could also set in motion steps by Sudan toward establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, following similar moves by the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism was established in the 1990s. This is VOA News. With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump, and millions of Americans are casting early ballots. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win in the 2016 election, only to lose to President Trump. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally, and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have cast ballots either in person or by mail since early voting started recently. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day, November 3rd. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch the coronavirus. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases involving the Trump administration policies at the U.S.-Mexico border. The first regards a policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. court hearings. The second is about the administration's use of money to fund the border wall. The justice's decision to hear the cases continues its practice of reviewing lower court rulings that have found President Trump's immigration policies illegal over the past 4 years. The justices will not hear either new case until 2021. Shelling again reported in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh Monday, despite a ceasefire that was meant to take effect early Sunday. And the latest development in the dispute over the region of the Nagorno-Karabakh, Armenia and Azerbaijan each accused the other of shelling overnight. This despite a truce backed by international mediators aimed at quelling the violence, which has left hundreds dead. Azerbaijani officials told Armenia of accused Armenia of shelling at least four regions outside the conflict zone overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh officials, Armenian state media, said that the Azerbaijan targeted multiple villages for shelling overnight. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, located entirely with Azerbaijan, declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union, sparking a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a 1994 ceasefire. A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is still about to out and make contact. The SIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of the asteroid Bennu on Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.